It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
50 years ago tomorrow is the anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11. And 50 years ago this Friday will be that moment where the first man stepped on the moon. The 20th, right? Is it 20th Friday? Do I have that right?
Checking.
Everybody's looking now. Like I made that up completely.
No, 19th is Friday.
19th is Friday. Saturday. Saturday. That's what I meant. You know,
that
I could have looked
at
our
NASA,
guest.
By the way. If you weren't at NASA, I thought you couldn't. 1920, whatever it takes. I don't know. Both work.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. Whatever.
Broadcasting, right. It's okay.
Listen, they touched down on the moon on the 19th. I don't know why I'm doing this, why I'm talking about this, because Kyle Sater is with us. He's the manager of program development, the Adler Planetarium. They're doing a whole big deal for this on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, right?
That's right.
All right. So why am I making this up when you're sitting right here?
That's right.
That's a good question. Right?
You actually know stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit. I can't say I work for NASA, but but yeah, we have a lot planned over at the Adler. So like you said, the anniversary is this Saturday, July 20th. So 50 years.
Oh, I thought you said Friday.
Friday touchdown. Please don't try to confuse them.
Oh my gosh.
Then they go right. Saturday.
They
it's
got
fine.
Out
Saturday
of the
20th. Okay.
It depends. I mean, it's on the moon.
That's what's in all the books, right?
So and by the way, on the moon calendar, it was day one and day two. That was it. That's all the days they've ever had.
That's what they had.
Right.
So yeah, we're really excited. I mean, it's a big deal, 50 years. So a lot going on at the planetarium. So please come out. And we know it's hot, but we're air conditioned.
Oh,
so
it's even better.
A lot of good stuff going on inside too. So.
It's as hot as the sun there, and you can take a look at this. You can actually see the sun, like the stuff coming off the sun there. They got a lot of cool stuff. All right, so what are you doing to commemorate this?
Yeah, so we got a few events planned. Thursday night, we have our monthly after-hours event called Adler After Dark Moonshot. So we've been working with the Washington Post, doing some cool stuff with them. Obviously, sky shows, other programs going on. There's cocktails and food as well.
You had me at cocktails.
That's right. So, and then Friday, during the day, we have, again, some great programming planned. We have some VR, some augmented reality programming, launching rockets, all that good stuff. And then Saturday, we have a cool documentary we're showing called The Day We Walked on the Moon. And then a pretty cool program with Captain Jim Lovell. And Beth Moses, who works for Virgin Galactic. I think that actually just sold out, but should be really cool. So a conversation.
I sold out years ago, so it doesn't really matter.
Will that be streaming, or will we have some of that content later available?
We may, yeah. That's TBD. But we're really excited. Obviously, Jim Lovell, Apollo 13 astronaut, so pretty excited.
Apollo 8 and 13. 8 being considered one of the most amazing missions in human history.
Absolutely.
Second behind 11.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're both, landmark missions. It's truly amazing. I mean, we're really happy to be honoring this mission. So it's pretty great.
Yeah.
So,
it is. Yeah. One of the main things I love about Adler, too, is when you go there, there are so many friendly faces who come over and kind of explain what it is you're absorbing.
Absolutely.
At whatever age or level you're at. It's just so cool.
Space is the great unifier, right? You have 4-year-olds who love it. You have 94-year-olds who love it. It's great. And we're really excited, too. We actually have been talking to a couple of engineers and other folks who've worked on the Apollo mission. So Bob Davidson, who was a spacesuit engineer, he's coming on Saturday as well. I'll be talking with guests. And, he just casually talks about, we designed this for the spacesuit and this for the spacesuit.
Well, I just saw a story about him today, as a matter of fact, because the footprint on the moon, that's them.
Right,
did that because it's their spacesuit, it's their boot that they designed.
Oh.
Yep.
So it was like that would if they didn't do it, that footprint wouldn't look like that.
Right, exactly.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Image.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
To think about
that imprint, man.
So wait, let's get back to the cocktails. When are we doing this Thursday night?
That's Thursday night. There are tickets still available. That's 21 and over, so you can go to our website, check it out. It's AdlerPlanetarium.org. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Space travel is getting so much more attention and now with the privatization of some of it and the opportunities, I suppose, for private citizens to actually go to Mars and space, and how do you feel about all that?
I mean, it's a really exciting time. I mean, both to kind of look back, but then and see what's happening now, look forward, both with commercial space flight, potential space tourism, but also, you know, I know there's talk to return to the moon, and I mean, it'll happen. Whether or not it's in 4 or 5 years, we'll see, but we'll get there.
There's a lot more to discover, one would think, there. It sort of seemed like things shifted after the Apollo missions to, like, the space shuttle missions, manned space travel, and then the International Space Station.
Right.
And then there's the moon right there. There just seems like there must be so much more to go back to discover.
What, did you forget about me?
Yeah, right. I'm over here. I'm actually a little closer than some of these other places.
Sure. It's right, you know, right in our cosmic neighborhood, so we'll go to the moon, maybe then to Mars. We'll see. So.
Well, I think that's the idea, though, right? That going to the moon is a way to get us to Mars in a different way.
Right.
Right, to make it a little more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, living off-world is a challenge, so, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense going back to the moon, because it's been, what, 47 years since we've been there now, so I think...
Think about that, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, the idea, I think, is that, well, we picked up the rocks and the dust, and we know what's there. Although, the moon has some pretty interesting geologic things going on underneath the surface there. And now, did you see this Mars thing? That I'm looking at Kyle like he doesn't know anything about space. Kyle, did you see this story?
Did you see it? Yeah.
About the Earth, about all the seismic activity on Mars, right? These Mars quakes.
Yeah,
it was a couple weeks ago. And they're talking, because one of the things that we put on there within the last 2 years has a seismograph on it.
And that's I think, InSight mission you're talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they're able to see that it's constantly Mars quaking, which is really kind of interesting. So, I mean, the question is, are all the people on Mars underneath there, which we kind of think they are now? There's water and there's other stuff, and there's like a whole thing. And we're just looking at the top layer. That's the Mars mole people. I'm doing this for Netflix. Don't steal anything I've just talked about.
It's out in the world now. Right?
Yeah, I suppose so. I shouldn't have said it.
Great material.
All right, so if people want to do this, adlerplanetarium.org, right? And you go there, and there's should have a list of all these things. And
yeah, it's if you go to our website, it's right at the top. So the big day on Saturday, we open at 9 o'clock. We'll have stuff. You can't miss it. There'll be a moon bounce outside. You can't have a moon event without a moon bounce.
Right.
So we open at 9, goes all day. Come on down.
What's a moon bounce?
Like a bounce house.
Like a bounce house.
Like shaped like a moon. Okay. Because I have one of those moon. No? It's not? Okay.
It's just like a bounce house.
Oh.
We just got to call him. He's branding is what he's doing
right
now.
Right. Yes.
Because I bought one of those little moon balls. They have those moon balls now you can get that bounce really high.
Okay.
Maybe you
like
should bring
moon,
those.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like on the moon.
Sure. You know that. But here's what happens.
No,
they get away from the kids, and then I'm walking with my cocktail, and I break an ankle. That's
true.
We have to be very careful about that sort of thing.
People with cocktails.
Yes.
Got to be careful about that.
And I do think that there's such. Chicago has not a small piece of real estate here in the whole space program and the history of the deal, whether it's Morton Thiokol or any of the other companies that were, developers of product that ended up being Boeing, obviously, which is now here since that, but and Jim Lovell, who is one of the great heroes of the space program, we learned last week that he didn't really want Tom Hanks to play him. He wanted Kevin Costner to play him.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm like,
scandal.
Yeah, I know. What about that?
We all love Tom Hanks. Who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
He's a national treasure.
I know.
Yes.
But anyway, so we've got, you have that opportunity to go out and see that at the Adler this weekend. And again, go to adlerplanetarium.org. I saw something interesting I want to ask you about, Kyle, in your bio before you arrived here.
Sure.
And it says here, and I just want to get everybody's thoughts on this, because it says here that you are a self-proclaimed part educator, part innovator, two parts geek.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And the rare kind of geek that likes both Star Trek and Star Wars.
Oh,
that rarely happens.
Are you asking me to defend this, position on dual geekdom?
Yes, I would like to. I would, because this is a rare find.
It is. So here's what I usually
You're
say.
You're non-binary in the Star Trek world.
So I like to say that my brain, belongs to Star Trek, but my heart belongs to Star Wars. So, I grew up on Star Wars. You gotta love Star Wars. I mean, sure, is it accurate, science?
Who knows?
Star Wars.
Right, it's from somewhere else. It's a long time ago. Maybe it worked like
Galaxy
that back
far,
then.
Far away.
Exactly.
Things happen differently.
So it's great. So, both are great.
Okay. The Star Trek, though, was a lot more of the science kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
were they more accurate on the science front?
For the most part. We'll say that. We'll say that, yeah.
I mean, there were some things. Although now, I mean, let's face it. I mean, remember, I don't know, at least when I was a kid, you were watching this thing. And, you know, there's Leonard Nimoy, you know, flipping like a flip phone and talking into it and then getting somewhere as a result of it. And you're like, oh, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Right? And now, it's. I mean, we're in terms of dematerializing and rematerializing, we haven't been able to figure that part out yet. But we figured out how to get an Uber.
Yeah. True.
So I think food replication is just down the, it's just near future, right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I think it is.
We can also talk into our watches now.
Right.
Oh,
like a
true.
Spy.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very Dick Tracy. That's exactly. Aren't you kind of both, Lauren?
No, I thought Lauren's Star Wars.
Strictly Star Wars.
Strictly Star Wars.
Yeah.
Are you offended by this man?
No, I just never believe people, but I honestly think
it's like being a Cubs and a Sox fan, right? For you,
there's something inside of me tells me that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I will say. I mean, but I'm a Cubs fan. That's not negotiable. So.
No,
my wife's shaking her head at home because she's a Sox fan.
So. Oh, look at that! Oh, you got a mixed marriage. That's tough.
It is.
Oh, that's tough.
Is she a Star Trek and Star Wars? Or
I don't
she...
think she cares about either. But
no.
You know, it's
yeah.
Fun. She puts up with it.
This man's gonna have a long and healthy marriage because he did the right thing. He went against type. Very important. All right, Kyle. Thank you very much for being with us, manager of program development over at the Adler. Adlerplanetarium.org. Great series of events that are going to happening starting Thursday through Saturday to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Let's check in with Kim, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.